The NFC East is like the Grand Canyon of the NFL. It is wide open with plenty of ways to get to the top. We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. And Brian, the Eagles with one win, a one-win game winning streak here, all of a sudden back in the thick of things in the East. We never had a doubt.
Well, you know, things have turned around just a bit. You're talking about the Cowboys having a quarterback that's missing, a big-time receiver missing. They end up losing yesterday. You're talking about the Giants. They found a way to win, but against the Redskins team. So this, you're right. This division is definitely wide open. It's an opportunity for the Eagles. They have to kind of take care of their own house, and if they're able to do that, then they'll have a chance to win this division.
What was shocking about the Dallas Cowboys, they go up 14-0 to the Atlanta Falcons. They're playing in Texas, and actually from a MetLife Stadium, we're kind of watching the highlights on the board, and all of a sudden, here come the Atlanta Falcons. Julio Jones, Devontae Freeman, what happened to a Dallas Cowboys defense that looked so good a week earlier here at at Lincoln Financial Field?
Well, what happened was Julio Jones happened. I mean, and he's absolutely a beast, and they should have double-teamed him even more. I think they tried to, but that defense of that secondary for the Cowboys just couldn't hold up to the passing attack of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, and then they were able to get three touchdowns out of Devontae Freeman. So when you talk about guys you have to stop with Atlanta, it has to be Julio and, of course, Devontae Freeman at this
point. The Giants, really a nice win on Thursday night against the Redskins. The passing game expects to get Victor Cruz back for Eli Manning. Some injuries to be concerned with, but I think at this point, the Giants, after blowing 2 fourth-quarter leads in weeks 1 and 2, feel pretty good about being 1 and 2, getting the offense in gear, and they've got a lot of other work to do. But with Eli Manning, I never count the guy out.
Yeah, anytime a team has a quarterback that's good, and Eli Manning is a good quarterback, 2 Super Bowls he's won, they have a chance. And so now they need to get their defense playing a little bit better. But when they won that game against the Redskins, now, just like the Eagles, they're trying to get that ball rolling. And so for them, they're excited moving forward, and they also understand that the division is wide open.
Shocking to me last week that the Washington Redskins were talking, chattering, chirping. Perhaps they were the best team in the NFC East, and that the Redskins were there, that the division was there for the taking for Washington. It all fell apart on Thursday night. More turnovers for Kirk Cousins. A serious injury on defense. D'Angelo Hall out for at least a few more weeks. DeSean Jackson may play on Sunday when the Eagles go to FedEx Field. But all of a sudden, the Redskins kind of look like the Redskins.
Yeah, what happened for the Redskins, the first couple weeks, they were able to get their running game going. So Matt Jones and Alfred Morris were able to dominate the game. That protected their quarterback. However, last week against the Giants, they weren't able to get their running game going, and now Kirk Cousins had to throw the ball, and they absolutely do not want Kirk Cousins to be exposed and have to throw the ball more than 20 times a game. And when he does, he turns the ball over. That's what happened last week.
So the game plan for the Eagles defense, Bill Davis, in case you need any help from us, make Kirk Cousins beat you on Sunday at FedEx Field. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. We return in just one moment.